Welcome everyone to our special edition of All About Thailand. Today we're going to be diving into the heart of the new year and celebrating the vibrant culture of Thailand. So join us as we explore the wonders of this beautiful country and how perfect a destination it will become for you for the new year. So come on, let's do it. As we sort of like step into the new year, it's time for a bit of reflection, isn't it? And fresh starts. We all need a fresh start. And Thailand, with its sort of rich traditions and warm hospitality, provides a unique backdrop for new beginnings. From the sort of lively street celebrations to the serene temples. I love the temples. We both love the temples, me and Kung. And there's something magical about the ringing in of the new year in the land of smiles. As we are entering our new year, which the Thais, of course, celebrate, let's dive into the festive traditions that make sort of Thailand's New Year, known as Songkran, so special. The water fights, the traditional blessings at the temples, and the vibrant sort of parades. Me and Kung, we love all of that. You know, many times we've been in the village and we've had, you know, the water fights. We've also been pouring scented water on the hands of the monks. It's just been amazing. And this is something that makes sort of Songkran a truly unforgettable experience, you know. And we're witnessing these sort of celebrations firsthand. Of course, no trip to Thailand would be complete without indulging in its sort of well-renowned cuisine. You know, as we do, me and Kung, we love it. You know, when you think about it, from the savoury pad thai to the aromatic tom yam soup, it takes you all together on a mouth-watering sort of journey in a way, doesn't it? For all the flavours that define Thai cookery, Thai food. You know, when we stay in Bangkok, especially when we come down to Bangkok and we stay, Kung likes getting involved in Dakatan. She obviously is, she has it at the village and we have it, you know, sometimes. But it's basically the fried bugs, you know. I advise you try it. It sounds crazy, but they are full of protein and really good for you. And, you know, you are on a sort of real extravaganza, a food extravaganza when you go to Thailand. Well, Lonely Traveller Productions and All About Thailand podcast. As we intend to look further into these hidden gems. We found quite a few hidden gems when we were up in the north and we did our trip up to Chiang Mai, Chiang Rai and Lampang. We found a lot of hidden gems and we passed that on to you through our podcast, you know. And, you know, this is what it's all about. You know, just in the year to come, join us and as we sort of share our stories about the off-beaten path destinations and sort of tucked away beaches and charming little villages that showcase the authentic beauty of Thailand. And these are the sort of places that you won't find in the travel guides, you know, and we will just explore and find them for you. You can also get in touch with us and let us know what you have found in this totally amazing place, Thailand.
Hey. This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Well, we've reached that time in the show where I would like to welcome our new listeners and followers to the podcast. Thank you ever so much for listening. And I'd like to put out a big thank you to all our existing listeners and followers. It's so lovely to have you with us. Well, we have reached the end of the podcast now. Me and Kung, we send you all our best wishes for the new year 2024. And as I said, looking forward to you joining us on this adventure for next year, the exploration of Thailand, a further year. So it leaves me with nothing more to say than stay safe. Love you all.